So you calling the offensive plays?
Nope. Stay in my lane. I got enough to deal with.
What's this week been like for you guys as a coaching staff when something like that with Jason does happen?
You know, I mean, unfortunately, that's football. I mean, that's part of it. You know, we all got jobs to do. And my main focus is worrying about my lane. I stay right in my lane. I coach the kickers, the punters, the kickoff team, the punt team. I don't worry about, you know, the other phases. I just focus on my job, you know, and my job is to help the other phases. So I cheer them on as much as I can and, you know, and make sure I focus on doing my job. So, and that's, you know, sign on the door when you walk in, we talk about it all the time. It's do your job. And that's players and coaches, not just, you know, just the players.
Does it put you on notice that, like, that, you know?
You're always on notice. This is New York Giants. Like, you're always on notice, right? And we're in a high-performance business. So when you don't perform at a high level, that's the way it is. I mean, that's the reality of our – that's players and coaches, you know. You know, it's a high-performance business. So that's – we know that walking in the door.
Things get more interesting for your units now, you know, heading to December in that building. You're going to have, you know, a couple home games here coming up. What do you have to look at, you know, overall as opposed to maybe what you've done the first, you know, couple home games?
My focus won't change. You know, our job is to make sure that the units are fundamentally, schematically and technically sound, and we're doing our jobs. We're doing what we're supposed to do to help the football team. Control vertical field position, you know, making sure that we're doing our individual jobs at the highest possible level we can possibly do it at. So my focus won't change. We're always trying to find a way to get better, and that's just the way of life in our room. You know, we use the word Kaizen, and it's something that I show them every single day. It's the act of continuous improvement. Right? We're always trying to find a way to get better. And it'll be like that from September all the way until we stop playing.
How's Farrow Cooper doing in your estimation?
He's doing a good job. Yeah, he's doing a good job. He's been limited in what he could do. I mean, he hadn't had a whole lot of opportunities. Last week it was 7 touchbacks, so we didn't get a chance to, you know, do anything kickoff return-wise, and punt return, the one punt return he could have got when I bounced. So he's been limited in his exposures, but he's done a great job in practice. And when he gets an opportunity to game, I expect good things out of him.
You and Joe talked a lot about how Nate Ebner's like leadership, how valuable it is. Who stepped up in that role with him out?
You know, I think it's been more of a collective deal with that. You know, it's hard when you lose a guy like Nate with all the experience that he's had. I mean, you look at, he's probably the most decorated guy on our team as far as post-game, post-season experience. And, you know, when you lose a guy like that on the field, it's hard to replace, you know, but Nate's been great. He's been in the meetings. He's, you know, he's here every day. You know, he's at practice. He's like a coach now. So he's been really good in that regard, being on the sideline, helping guys out, you know, and just being an extra set of eyes.
I probably should have, have the statistics, but I'm watching yesterday's game, and when Pollard takes that kick back for the Cowboys, I was trying to remember the last time that I saw a kick return go back. It seems to be even more rare than it's been the last couple of years. What does that do to a unit where, I mean, there used to be a time where you would rely on that to be a big part of this game? And what, you know, have you been able to make any changes to kind of enhance that? I mean,
it is what it is. You know, when people don't want to play, they don't want to play. So if they want to kick it out of the back of the end zone, you know, like Tampa did, they kicked it out 7 times. You know, and it wasn't like it was just a little bit into the end zone. They were like 9, 10, 11 deep, you know. So that's just part of it. Like a lot of times, schematically, when you're playing against a good unit and you know, okay, our offense is pretty good or our defense is pretty good, you know, you use that to your advantage, right? So if you know that they can't return or they don't want to return, you hang the ball up, right? Or if they're not very good at it, you hang the ball up. Or if you know they got a dangerous returner back there, it's like, you know what, we ain't going to let this guy wreck the game. And it's no different than, you know, playing cover two on a wide receiver that you think that's really, really good. You got a jam corner, you got a safety over the top, you got a hook curl guy coming at him. So it's the same schematically, it's the same type of strategy, you know. So, but yeah, I mean, it's hard to answer the question. It's hard when you get those, when you don't get those as many opportunities as you had in the past.
You guys did the opposite though. You were like shorter mortar kicks to keep it away from their returner, right?
Yep.
So what's the benefit and the drawback of doing either one?
The benefit for us is we feel like we got a pretty good kickoff coverage team. And you know, and we felt like we had an edge there. So if we could put their offense on a longer field, you know, we felt like obviously that would be an advantage for us. You know, we should have had one tackled at the 10-yard line. It got out to the 14, but again, that's 11 yards of field position we just stole by hanging the ball up and making them return.
What's that, three more? This week, in light of Jason's firing, was there a more aggressive reevaluation by the coaching staff of, you know, reevaluating everything you're doing, changing things, or is it not that drastic of a reaction?
No, I mean, there's always a constant eval of what you're doing. You know, every week we look at how we're doing, what we're doing. You know, I can't speak for offense or defense. I know for us, special teams wise, we're always trying to find a way to get an edge. You know, and we're always looking back on what has happened, right? So if something negative has happened in the past, then, you know, we'll deal with it and try and fix it, make an adjustment. I guess there's something going on over here that's pretty interesting. Is it a high school game? Yeah. Okay. That's what I figured. But no, it's good stuff.
The planes aren't too quiet.
Yeah, the planes. Yeah, exactly. Planes. Freaking Leona or freaking Houseburg Heights. You know, fire department. Beautiful. Anything else?
So, well, we haven't been in the building forever. So where's that do your job sign? There's literally one in there?
Yes. Right in the back, where the players come in every day, it's right there. Right, there's a sign coming in the door, a sign walking out of the door. So they got, there's a group of core principles that we have that the players understand. Like they see the sign coming in the door, and when they leave, they have things that they need to uphold once they leave the building. So this is not something we just kind of tripped and fall into. I mean, it fell into. It's just, you know, it's a way of life. And again, everything's not going to be perfect. We understand that. But it's just, if when you try and do things right and you're always trying to get better and you're always focusing on the next opponent and what do I need to do as an individual? What do we need to do as a team to take that next step? You're always going to do what's best for the team.
So the message is different coming in than going out?
Yes, different message. Yeah.
Anybody on the Eagles you need to watch out for on special teams?
Oh, they're a talented group. I mean, they got a ton of guys that are, you know, that play hard. And that's the one thing about Michael Clay's unit. You know, he's been around a bunch of good coordinators, you know, from Phipp to Richard Hightower, San Francisco. So he's been around, you know, Chip Kelly when, you know, he played for Chip in college. So this guy schematically has been around some really good coaches, and he's an excellent coach. Like his gunners, when he was at San Francisco, he had some of the best gunners in the league. Like he was instrumental in developing Raheem Mostert. And like really people didn't know who the guy was, and then he went to San Francisco and blew up. And it was a lot because of Michael Clay. But their personnel, they have really good personnel. Guys play fast, they're physical, and they play hard. You know, schematically, they don't do a ton of stuff, but they are physical, and they play hard for Mike. So, you know, all of these guys are talented. Returners are talented. You know, the kicker's very talented, as we all know. Hit a freaking 61-yarder as a rookie to win the game at Philly in 2018 against us, so we kind of know who the guy is. But, no, they got a very talented group.